Good Thursday morning. Thank you for joining us today on Tetelestai. Are you prepared for the final battle? We're looking at this subject, Revelation 20, verse 7, the loosing of Satan, the fact that we may have already entered into the period of the loosing of the evil one. And again, you have to go back and listen to some of the other podcasts for which we build the case on this. And the series I even did way back on the book of the Revelation, talking about the indicators that point to Revelation actually being a letter that had to do with the first century destruction of the temple in Jerusalem and of the sacking of Jerusalem and all the prophecies associated with that. But as I said yesterday, Revelation 20, verse 7 and beyond, all the way to the end of the letter, has to do with future things, and one of those future things is the loosing of Satan against the church. And he's permitted to go out and lead the nations, to deceive the nations and lead them to make war against the church. And anyway, as we talked about, we've talked about evidences that seem to indicate that that's where we are, that we are facing and may have entered into this time period. If that's the case, how do we prepare? How do we prepare physically? How do we prepare spiritually? Well, we're looking at the counsel of Jesus and how he says we're to prepare. And one of the things that he admonishes us to do is not to be deceived or led astray. And he also tells us that we need to be prepared for persecution. We need to be prepared for resistance and the onslaught of evil against the people of God. And again, we've not experienced, I mean, all of us probably at some point, if we're walking with Jesus, have experienced some blowback, some pushback for our stand in the gospel and for the truth from people. But this is what we're talking about, and what Jesus is indicating of how things are going to be prior to his return is not that. This is full-blown, all-out assault in every way possible against the people of God to eradicate them, to remove them from the face of the earth. And to stamp out light. And the darkness is going to try and seek to do that, but will not be successful. One of the other things that Jesus admonishes us to do in our preparation is to be aware. You know, we don't have to live our lives focused. And there are a lot of people who do that. They get up every day and they look, you know, to try to fit, as I said yesterday, the bullseye, painting the bullseye on the barn, and you know, after having shot the arrow and then paint the bullseye around it to make it look like it hits the mark. Well, there's a lot of people who get up every day and try to fit news stories into prophecy. The fact of the matter is you can't do that. You can't live your life focused on signs, you know, pointing toward the return of Jesus. That doesn't mean, though, that we're not to be aware of things happening in the world and aware of the season and time in which we're living, because Jesus does say we should be. In Luke 21, 29 through 33, he says, Yeshua told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout their leaves, you see it and you know at once that summer is near. So also, when you see all these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen. I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things happen. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. And Jesus is admonishing them to be aware. Now, in the context, he is telling them to be aware of the things that he had told them would happen prior to the destruction of Jerusalem, because it had to do with that generation. That generation would not pass away until those things happened. And to be aware. Same is true for us. You and I can look at the landscape globally. We can look at the landscape nationally. We can look at the spiritual landscape, the physical landscape, the economic landscape, the military landscape. We can look at the religious landscape. We can examine all of these things and have an eye on them, have our finger on the pulse of those things, so that we might be aware of the season in which we're in. No man knows the day or the hour of his return. Jesus said that. But we can know the season. We can know the approximate timing of it because of the signs that are pointing to it that Jesus spells out for us in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, and the other signs that the Apostle Paul and Peter and others point us to. So we are to be aware of what's going on and keep our finger on the pulse so that we can be cognizant of where we're at in relationship to the return of the Messiah, where we're at on the river of time as we're moving toward that final conflict. We can observe the riverbanks around us, the mountains, the hills, the signs, and say, okay, we're getting mighty close to destination if we know the river. It's pointing us. It's indicating, look, when you pass this, when you pass that, you are 1 mile from here. And then when you pass that, you're 3/4 of a mile. When you get past this signpost, you're a 1/2 mile, you know, knowing that we're almost at the destination. Well, we are. Jesus admonishes us to be aware, and he admonishes us to be alert, to stay alert. In Mark 13, 33-37, Jesus says, keep on the lookout. Be alert. Continue looking, observing, taking note, and stay that way. Stay alert, for you don't know when the time is. It's like a man going away on a journey after leaving his house and putting his servants in charge and giving each his task. He also commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Therefore, stay alert, for you don't know when the master of the house is coming, whether in the evening, at midnight, when the rooster crows, or in the early morning. So watch, in case, coming suddenly, he finds you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all, stay alert. Well, there's a lot of people, to be honest with you, that are going to be caught off guard when these things start to happen. We didn't know. Oh my goodness, how did this happen? You know, they'll be making those kinds of statements when, boy, oh boy, for years, the red flags have been going up saying, look, people, get ready. Look, people, it's coming. Look, people, it's getting ready to happen. It's upon us. It's getting close. But see, they weren't aware. They weren't looking, and they were not alert. They got so caught up in the world. They got so caught up in their own life. They got so caught up in their own issues and problems. They were not anticipating and expecting the unfolding of the events that will begin to happen that will cause great consternation and fear across the earth. You're to be alert and not to be, and we'll see this. We talk about this whole idea of being alert tomorrow. What are we going to do? What are some things that will cause us not to be alert? What are some things that will distract us? What are some things that we can get caught up in that will keep us from being awake and alert, aware and alert? And Jesus spells out some specific things that will do that. So we know he's telling us, here's my counsel. Don't be deceived or led astray. Number two, get prepared mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically for persecution. Number three, stay aware. Be aware of what's going on around you globally in the news. Nothing wrong with that. Be aware. But not focused on that. You're focused on him and your relationship with him. Number four, be alert and stay alert so that you don't get caught asleep, sleeping at the wheel, as it were, sleeping on your guard post. A lot of people are at a post to be a watchman and are fast asleep rather than serving as watchmen or watchwomen to be making the people of God aware of what's happening, warning people. When we get back together tomorrow, Lord willing, we're going to talk about this whole concept of some of the things that we need to stop that will keep us from being alert and awake. Very, very important. May the Lord bless you today. May the grace of Christ fill your life to overflowing. Thanks for joining us, and Lord willing, we will see you again tomorrow.